how powerful Reddit can be for brand visibility and how dangerous it can be on the other side if you misuse.
Earnestness, I think, maybe might be more important. We've been seeing this for ages. Redditors have really long memories and they will definitely remember a brand that does that. If you're too serious, it doesn't go over well, but you do need to be engaging with it on purpose in a way that is intended to be part of the community, not in a shady, markety kind of way.
Willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Marketing Meets Technology. Hier hörst du Insights zu Digital Marketing Strategien und Technologien. Viel Spaß bei dieser Folge.
Reddit doesn't care about your brand, it cares about value. If you get that wrong, you're done. What do you think, Victoria?
That is accurate. And it's not even so much about value, it's not even authenticity either. I think it's just being part of the community earnestly. Mm-hmm. Earnestness, I think, maybe might be more okay. important than value.
Because I see the moderators like kicking out profiles and deleting comments like in a heartbeat. I think they're at least as fast as the guys on Wikipedia. And I think every subreddit has like a couple of own moderators, so people are super motivated and it's just so hard. If you're not earnest, I like that word actually. If you're not serious or earnest about providing value, you have no chance on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I hesitate to say value or seriousness because so much of it is jokes. It's in jokes. There is a whole subreddit dedicated to like different inside jokes, a glossary of terms. So it's definitely its own ecosystem in that way. And you don't have to be serious. In fact, in some cases, if you're too serious, it doesn't go over well, but you do need to be engaging with it on purpose in a way that is intended to be part of the community, not in a shady, markety kind of way.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's introduce you today. So today's guest, you, Victoria, is someone who truly gets Reddit. And I think we've already understood that right now. You're not just a user, but you're a real strategist. So Victoria Larsen is a longtime Redditor and senior SEO expert at Nebo Agency. And you're a leading digital marketing firm known for its data-driven creativity. And you've seen firsthand how powerful Reddit can be for brand visibility and how dangerous it can be on the other side if you're misused. And that's, you know, we've already started talking about this. And I think we're going to have some really cool examples for that. So Victoria is also a featured speaker at SMX Munich 2026, where she'll dive into one of the hottest topics in digital marketing right now, and that is how to use Reddit for SEO the right way. You know, and in this conversation, she'll give us some little glimpse of what you can expect from her keynote at SMX Munich in March 2026. And I'm really excited about that because you'll take us behind the scenes of Reddit culture, unpack the SEO value that Reddit offers, and share some real stories of brands, you know, who've done well, you've crashed, burned. And so, dear Victoria, welcome to Marketing Meets Technology, the SMX special. And today we're going to talk about Reddit. So I'm really excited to have you here. Let's kick everything off. And yeah, Victoria, you've been a longtime Redditor in SEO. What makes Reddit so unique as a platform compared to, you know, all the other platforms that are out there?
I think the main thing that makes it so unique is the sheer quantity of subreddits. Other social media platforms like Facebook has groups. You know, there's different ways to dive in with like-minded people, but Reddit did it first, and I think kind of did it best. Part of that, I believe, is the moderating system, where there's moderators that most of them are volunteers, and they're volunteering their time to moderate something that is a community, essentially, for something that they care about in some way. They're usually pretty passionate about it. And I think that is a huge reflection on the way that the platform works as a whole and why people find it so valuable today.
Cool. Yeah, I think that the moderators really make a huge difference because, you know, you can try to moderate everything with automations, but I think the moderators really understanding the community, they make the biggest difference. Yeah, but what happens when brands enter Reddit and take the wrong approach? Because I think that's what the most people listening to this, business owners, are, you know, going to ask, because they have, you know, they want to know, like, how can we use Reddit for us? And, you know, how can we use it to create more brand value?
Yeah. So this actually, the whole concept of this talk came out of a conversation that I was having with my husband a while back. He is a moderator of multiple subreddits and has been on Reddit for a very long time as well. And I sort of saw the trend coming where Google was starting to feature Reddit more and more in search results. And I was talking with him about it, and he's like, oh yeah, we've been seeing this for ages, and this is my experience having to deal with it. And that's where the conversation started. And I was like, well, I'm in a position to potentially educate brands on how not to do this. As oftentimes, not only will brands come in and immediately start trying to market without reading the rules or asking any questions, but then they'll kind of get combative when the moderators push back or when other people in the subreddit push back. And that is overall just a really, really bad way to manage that. Redditors have really long memories, and they will definitely remember a brand that does that. And that's going to harm your reputation with them for a very long time. So it's just really not worth it. There's a right way and a wrong way, which is what the conversation came around. But if you come in and immediately start marketing, if you're lucky, your comment will just get deleted. If you're unlucky, it will lead to a longer term reputation harm overall.
And probably a new account. If your account is really new, then you can restart. But if you have an old established account, that's going to be hard. So for people who are listening and never posted on Reddit, and most Germans are not on Reddit, or I mean, there's a lot of Germans on Reddit, but you know, a lot of people are not on Reddit. So how would you explain the rules of the road of Reddit? Like, what is this subreddit etiquette? You know, what is this karma and trust building? And you know, what's how does that work?
Yeah, so Reddit is more a social media platform than anything else. It's a blend of social media and forum. That's part of what makes it very unique. Each subreddit is sort of like its own little world inside this Reddit universe. And the topics of these subreddits can range from anything, really. Some of them, apologies for that. I have my dog in my office with me.
He heard somebody posting something not nice on Reddit, and he was like, I'm a moderator.
Every subreddit, I mean, there are fandom subreddits for almost any show you can think of. Mm-hmm. Some of them are based off of very specific internet jokes. Some of them are very specific to industries and niche hobbies. Anything you can think of, there's probably a subreddit for it. Engaging with those subreddits is really kind of like engaging with any other social media platform, in that you can comment, respond to other people's posts. Karma is sort of like liking or disliking on most of the other platforms. It's usually referred to, karma is what happens when you get your posts upvoted or downvoted, which is essentially, like I said, liking or disliking. And on Reddit, that builds up in your profile, so people can kind of at a glance see kind of what kind of profile you are, what kind of person you are when you engage with Reddit. So people can see your entire comment history. They can see your posting history. They can see that karma, which is really just sort of like experience points for engaging with Reddit. Upvoting and downvoting, people don't put as much, people who use Reddit on a regular basis don't necessarily put as much stock in that, unless you're being downvoted a lot, which is usually an indicator that you're spamming or trolling or doing something that makes you a bad member of the platform.
I'm actually part of some subreddits, and they're actually super nice. I mean, I've been in forums where I've been like,
yeah.
I've been the rule book has been slapped into my face many times, you know. But I've been in those subreddits, they've all been super nice, actually. It's not like super big subreddits, but you know, like normal subreddits with a couple thousand users, and it's been really helpful. And the craziest thing is how fast people answer.
It's
really crazy. Like I sometimes think, like, are they not doing anything else? But it's obviously the app engagement, which is super fast. So you post on something, and then the person literally, like, 27 minutes later, there was an answer. And I think that is great value. Like, real people talking to real people is amazing. And then obviously, if you as a company can be in that conversation, I mean, and you can add value, oh my God, that's going to be even much better. Do you have some examples, like, where a company did really well, or maybe a company misstepped? Because I think that would help a lot to figure out if this is something which can be used for B2B or for companies.
Absolutely. So one of the main subreddits, the biggest subreddits that my husband moderates, is a very general subreddit. It's just a spicy subreddit, which is kind of funny because he, as a moderator, tends to deal with two-ish types of problematic posts or comments. One of them being that spicy can also mean adult or otherwise.
Yeah, like of course.
Not spicy foods or snacks. It's, unless you actually go to the subreddit, it's not super clear because it is just R spicy. So there will occasionally be bots or models or whatever that don't look into what the subreddit's actually about. And they start trying to post and he's going to pop up and be like, hey, by the way, I don't think you're going to get the response you want here. The other one is companies that make hot sauces or spicy snacks or things like that. And every subreddit typically has rules about self-promotion in addition to Reddit's rules about self-promotion. And if they don't read through that, then they'll make a post on any random day when you should be posting on a specific day. And he's got to go in and say, you know, hey, you can only post in this thread on this day. A lot of times companies, as I said earlier, will push back on that. There's, I don't know that I necessarily want to name names, but there is a mid-size American hot sauce company that he's been dealing with this problem with for years, where they keep posting on the wrong day in the wrong place. They push back in public and in direct messages to him. Consequently, the people in that subreddit do not engage in a positive way when that company posts. Mm-hmm. There's another company that's much smaller, but it's run by somebody who clearly loves what they're doing. They got into this business because it's a passion of theirs. And a lot of their conversations are about things that aren't their company. Like they clearly care about just spicy stuff, which is the point of the subreddit. So they'll answer questions, engage in conversations, talk about things that they saw recently that were cool that aren't their brand. As a result of that, when they do talk about their brand, the engagement is much higher. They're able to sort of crowdsource information for maybe potential future product launches and things like that. So it's become a very give and take relationship with that community because they clearly care and they're engaging with it because they care about the topic, not just because it's a topic that relates to the business they run versus the other one where it's just a topic that relates to the business they run and that's the only thing they're focused on.
So what you're saying is basically also being part of the community really helps the business. I mean, obviously, if you're like Procter & Gamble, Nestle, whatever, you don't care. You know, it's just like we sell 1 billion hot sauces a month anyway. But if you're a smaller company, we really care and you're part of the community and you speak that language of the community. And I think this is also relates to Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. If you speak that language of the community, you'll be accepted by the community and you'll be maybe even loved by the community. And I think that makes a huge difference. But how do you do it? I mean, like, who has the time? And maybe you have some tips on that.
Yeah, that's really the thing is this. So to be completely honest, this initially started out as what was going to be maybe a blog post where my main goal was to just fully discourage people from trying to engage with Reddit at all. Because in order to do it well, it really does take a lot of time. And my talk is actually broken out into three sections. So each one is based off of the level of effort that would be required to incorporate it into your strategy.
Interesting.
That way, depending on the size of the team you have to work with, whether it's you as a freelancer or a small team, or you're really working for a really big company, you can kind of gauge what level of effort you can put in and like what you can expect to get from that level of effort. I figured that would be the best way. I know people are going to do it anyway. So if you're going to do it, I wanted to make sure that you're setting expectations properly for what you can accomplish with the resources you have. And as you mentioned earlier with, you know, you make a post or you comment on in a subreddit or in a thread and people respond very quickly. If you don't have the resources to do that, then engaging with the platform might not be the best play for you, even if there's potentially a lot of value to be had from it. If you do it, whether you're doing it because you don't really care that much about it or if you're doing it because you just don't have the resources, if you don't devote the time to it that you need to, then it's not going to pay off the way you want it to. And I get into more detail about that in the talk specifically, but like one of the things that I see a lot of articles talking about, or even I was watching a talk recently where they just sort of threw out, start your own branded subreddit. I do not recommend that. I definitely do not recommend that. That is like last step, big level stuff. It's not that you can't do it at all, but there's definitely right ways to do it.
Absolutely. And as you've already mentioned, you're talking at SMX 2026 here in Munich, which is always an amazing show. And I can only recommend for anybody who's in Europe to actually see and look if that is something where you have time or you can attend because it's super tactical show. Like if you go there, you cannot stop going out with a lot more knowledge than you came in. And there's no sales pitches, so that's amazing. So I can definitely like recommend that to anyone. I'm going to be a moderator there, so full disclosure. But I've been going to the show for over since 2008, so quite a long time. And I can only say it's one of the best conferences out there for knowledge. I mean, there's other good conferences out there, but you should always be mindful of conferences that are more geared towards pitching and more geared to information. And this conference is geared towards amazing information. And the coolest thing is, like, Victoria, you're from Atlanta, so you're not from Europe. You're flying in. And there's a few other really, really cool speakers also flying in. And that's always the chance to, you know, get the firsthand knowledge from usually the leading place, which is the US, meet you in person. And that's what I really love about SMX. So this is just a little bit of advertisement here for SMX. But if you really love information, then you should come to SMX Munich. And if you like this podcast, obviously, like, comment, and subscribe. All right, let's continue. And let's move on to the SEO topics, because that is obviously something that is really interesting. So Reddit is or has become a really powerful SEO engine. And Google is to thank for that, obviously. And maybe even Google killing all the forums before that. But that's a different topic. Let's talk SEO. How does Reddit actually influence Google rankings? And why are, since about 2 or 3 years, like Reddit rankings gone through the roof, and they have, in any visibility index, basically killed any other website that has ever been there?
Yeah. I mean, this all goes back to the trend that people were seeing. I feel like people caught on to it a little bit late, where like most people had had the experience of appending Reddit onto the end of any search that they were doing. Specifically if it had to do with like reviews for things, anything they were looking for authenticity, which is, I think, the really big thing is the reason that the information from Reddit is so valuable is the perception, at least, of authenticity without the understanding. Because there's so many times that I've seen Google pull in a thread from Reddit where it's being shown as like a serious option for a search, and the whole thread is a joke. And you don't know that unless you're familiar with Reddit. But Google also doesn't know that. Their algorithms don't know that. They're not quite sophisticated enough to really determine, sort of like what was influencing the when AI overviews were really sort of in their infancy, and there was the whole like, if you want the cheese on your pizza to be stretchier, add glue. That was from Reddit. And like Google couldn't figure out that, like, the algorithm wasn't smart enough to figure out or sophisticated enough to figure out that that was a joke. Yeah. And so it got pulled in. So that's one of the dangers, I think, of relying so heavily on data from Reddit, is that there is, yes, there's authenticity. You'll definitely find people having conversations earnestly about the things that people have asked. People are very helpful there, by and large. I know Reddit has a reputation for being a little scary, but for the most part, it's actually a really helpful, like you said earlier, very helpful and kind community. But there are also definitely jokes. Like, there's a heavy dose of sarcasm on most of the threads. So that's something to keep in mind. But I really, ultimately, it comes back to the authenticity part, whether Google always gets it right or not.
I mean, if you look back at the internet started with forums. And bulletin boards, forums, were really at the heart of the internet, where people without websites were sharing knowledge. Then the website, the blog through WordPress, was one of the really, really big things. And to be honest, the bulletin board softwares, and we used them back in the day as well, I'm talking 2005, they tried to switch to paid models and it just didn't work. And then they all left. And I know a lot of forums that really suffered, which were really successful. They suffered because they had so much traffic and they couldn't make revenue with this traffic, even if they tried, and they couldn't host. It was too much work for just a fun project, and the hosting was so expensive, because then they would have like seriously like 10 million, 20 million users a month just talking stuff, and you know the database would grow unlimited. And so I saw a lot of forums shut down, and then there was another move which was very interesting, and I had a feeling, and this might be like 10 years ago, that Google recommended less and less forums in their search, like less and less. And then we came to this pivotal moment where EEAT was born, you know, experience, expertise, authority, and trust. And the new E, the second E for experience. No, what is it? Yeah, firsthand experience. That is the one. Yes. That one was not available anymore because all the blogs were SEO. So there's nothing yeah. right. It was all like just generated content. And that's when Reddit came back. And I think that is really interesting because now the real user comments are back there. And I didn't know that everybody was searching with Reddit at the end because I was always searching with board or forum at the end to get real users. And now you're saying this. And now it makes absolute sense that obviously Google made a deal with Reddit because they have the easiest to connect platform for most topics. Because Reddit's idea was when they started, and maybe you can give us a bit more history lesson here, is when they started many, many years ago, they want to be the forum of all forums. And mm-hmm. I think they've made it now.
Yeah, I would say so. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know what the last time I saw what their general valuation was, but it's in the
it's high.
Billions.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's super high. Would you recommend Reddit for a long-term SEO strategy? Is that something which you would recommend when you're talking with clients? Like if they would buy into it to really boost SEO? Or is it more like something you would just consider like in a more or less, let's get a few links there and move on? I mean, you're more passionate about Reddit than that, but I just wanted to ask this question because that's how a link-building prospective SEO strategist would see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like it is something that you would have to determine the value of based off of the industry or niche that you're in. Mm-hmm. In addition to, like I said earlier, the resources that you have available. Yeah. If you're not able to engage in a meaningful way, you don't have the resources, then I wouldn't recommend it. Mm-hmm. But if you do, then you're in the right, also if you're in the right industry. So if you have experts on your team that you can have go on and answer questions with actual expertise.
Yeah.
You've got the time, you've got the experts, all of that, all the resources. Then it would definitely be a valuable part of that. But that's not the only way to use it. And if you don't have those resources, there are other ways. Now, in terms of the whole link building part of it, I think at that point, what you probably want to focus on, depending on how many resources you have, if you don't have the resources to engage, would be to focus more on using it as a resource for building out your strategy and mm-hmm. hoping, if you build out the strategy and answer the questions effectively, that then people will link back to your content, kind of like you would hope for on any social media platform, where if you create something that people really want to use or a tool, then that would be something that would be people would find valuable and would then link or discuss. Now, if you do have the resources to engage, you need to be very careful about dropping anything in terms of just like dropping a link. Or I've seen people who will post make a whole post with a bunch of resources that they're linking to, and one of those resources happens to be theirs. Mm-hmm. That is sort of walking the line between self-promotion and adding helpful information.
Yeah.
You do want to, if you're going to be engaging, try to make sure that you're not only talking about yourself, you're not only dropping links of your own. And the idea of creating a subreddit where you just drop a bunch of links to a bunch of your content, it's your branded subreddit, you can do whatever you want with it. That's not true. Reddit knows that you're going to try doing that, and they're probably just going to shut it down. Mm. So you have to be careful about doing it. And I mean, you could probably do it for a little while, but it's kind of like writing all of your content with AI. It might work for a little bit, and then it's going to drop off. So is that short-term growth and the long-term drop-off worth it to you? Or do you want to take the time to actually build out a strategy that works long-term? There are ways to do it, which I will talk about in my talk, but mm-hmm. you've got to be very strategic about it.
Let me ask one question about the approach, what I would see like a valuable approach. Could you go into a separate subreddit as a brand and then just start engaging with like posts from other people and answering helpfully and then just saying maybe full disclosure, I'm from this company, or name the account with the company, or say like, maybe that's pushing it, but you know, being really helpful. And if it works, like say we have a competitor product, which is this, does that work or is that like too far already?
With transparency is really important. No matter how you engage with the platform, if you're doing it on behalf of a brand, my recommendation is to be very open and upfront about that from the very beginning. It might seem counterintuitive where you think if you come in and you're just like, hey, brand here, that people are going to be like, ugh. Which in some cases they might, But that's going to be a lot less harmful than coming in and pretending like, hey, regular person here, not a brand at all. Don't mind me. And then it comes out that you actually are one. And it's people pick up on that on Reddit pretty quickly, like quicker than you'd think. They've got pretty good radar, I guess.
Yeah, spam and scam detector, of course. Yeah. No, I've seen the post. Everything that feels a little bit off, just, you know, so you've probably seen those emails and calls that are from AI that are really good, right?
Yeah.
But they feel just a bit off, right? Mm-hmm. And the bit off feels so much off that you completely neglect it. So I think that's, Reddit has a very specific way how it feels. Like the engagement, the answers, has a very specific way how it feels. And if you don't match that or mimic that, then you'll be discarded, let me put it that way. But how, like when you're doing those strategies, are there any tools or metrics how you can to track like the how Reddit is performing? What do you do there? Because obviously we have SEO tracking tools, but are there like Reddit success tracking tools? I don't know.
Well, Reddit actually has their own free sort of built-in analytics that you can follow. It doesn't track how your engagement with Reddit then translates to traffic to your website, but it will show you how your engagement or participation on Reddit is working on Reddit itself.
Interesting.
So you can see like how much people are engaging. Like most social media platforms, I feel like have something that you can use to get like a general view of your performance on the platform specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing about the one on Reddit is that actually can translate over to if you decide to do ads on Reddit, then you can use that same analytics, built-in analytics, to sort of see the performance of the ads as well. So that's handy. In terms of being able to track it to your website, there's a few different ways that you can do that. It's going to come into traffic no matter what.
I don't see that to be as important to see the outlinks per se. I think the topic of link tracking is with ChatGPT and stuff is going away quite strongly. So I think being as a recommendation on Reddit and then having people typing you in directly is worth more than having a link. I think it's really interesting. Have you noticed a difference between, posts that get high engagement where you're basically recommending a brand or a branded post for SEO purposes, for rankings, and to compared with ones that, you know, just get a few upvotes? Is there like a difference?
I think the ones that tend, in my experience, the ones that tend to perform better are, it's actually, so comments within threads is where you see a lot of the value coming in. And this is where the, you know, if you have an expert on your team who can answer questions is fantastic, because that way you've got that authentic feel. If people have, because a lot of times it'll be very specific questions. Like I'm sure you've seen this with your time spent on forums. In a lot of the research that I've done for clients that I've worked on, especially if they're in a very, very specific industry where it's like they do a very specific kind of concrete support thing that people have like very specific project questions about, where it's not like something you could include in an FAQ. It's, you know, this is my project. I have this, this, and this going on. What do you recommend? When you have an expert from that company who comes in and is like, hey, so this is what we would recommend based off of what we have, full disclosure, you know, this is our product, but we also like, there's these other options if this is what you could, you know, what you could do. Those are the ones that tend to pop up in search results more often, because somebody will ask, or even in AI results, is what we're seeing a lot, is somebody asking a very specific question, and that'll pop up because it is not a question that is frequent, but it's not a question that only one person would ever have. Like it's relevant in a very specific way. So you might not get a ton of traffic from it, but when you do, it's really qualified.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I think, the main thing to think about in terms of Reddit is it's not quantity, it's quality. If you do get people who see you as an authority there, and then they actually do end up coming to you, they basically already vetted you. There's a little bit of trust there already.
Yeah, that's why how I felt. Like if people come from Reddit, they have really researched you. Mm-hmm. How do you see all that factoring into AI? So we see like when we do AI searches with ChatGPT, Gemini, that the sources quoted are very, very often are Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see, I'm going to suspect like a trend coming that a lot of companies who want to rank well in ChatGPT and Perplexity and so on, that they will post more on Reddit to be featured there with a citation, and then try to move their rankings in the generative search engines up. What are your thoughts about that?
So, I mean, I've seen, when I've done a lot of research for, in AI specifically, like not just looking at what the tools are telling me, but also just doing a lot of my own spot checking. Obviously, every time you do research in AI, you're kind of only getting one of millions of different variations of answers that could be given for that particular question or query or prompt, however you want to approach it. When Reddit is being pulled in, honestly, I feel like it's kind of the same way that it is being pulled into Google search results or Bing search results, which is not surprising since so many of these tools do tend to do a lot of grounding, whether it's they come up with something and then they kind of spot check it, or they're just pulling from sort of what's the expected answer for this based off of historical data. And one of the things I do find kind of interesting is both in Google and in AI, I find the references are from Reddit threads that are potentially in some cases years old.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's an interesting, I haven't had the opportunity to really dive in and do like a full case study on that yet. Like how, what percentage of the references from Reddit are older than a certain period of time. So like, is newer stuff being pulled in less or more often? I have not had the opportunity to do that. That is something that I would like to do if somebody else doesn't get to it first. Yeah. But I really think that it really all just comes back to that authenticity part of it, honestly. Okay. You know, there's it's kind of ironic that we're looking at these AI tools that are referencing something so heavily because it is assumed to be very human.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's so crazy, right?
Yeah.
so that is actually the thing that I find most fascinating, is that also Google, like, they love Reddit so much because it's so human. And mm-hmm. I'm 100% sure all the Western GPTs have all been trained on Reddit. Like, mm-hmm. they have the whole Reddit thing ingested 100%. And they would love to have a firehose connection like Google has to ingest everything that is posted there every day, good or bad, because training data doesn't get much better than that. And actually also like very niche experience knowledge doesn't get better than that. But we have the fear, and we talked about this yesterday actually, we have the fear that Reddit might be destroyed by people manipulating Reddit to increase rankings on GPTs, and the force of people trying to do this might be actually so high and so many actors doing this that Reddit might not be able to stop this. I mean, with AI, they might have a good chance, and the millions they have money to do this, but we have a bit of a fear that a lot of people are going to do this, and not in a nice way. It's going to be very, you know, it's going to be very blunt. You know, a lot of Fiverr people doing this, automations doing this, and that might destroy the system, because before a moderator can actually delete everything, it might actually be like, might already be, you know, the subreddit might be impacted by this.
Yeah, that's, I have that same fear. That's really the root of why I'm giving this talk at all, is as somebody who's been a part of the community for as long as I have, I mean, parts of it are not good. Yeah. And it does have a reputation for being a place where people who are not necessarily very nice tend to hang out, but by and large, it's actually a very great resource, full of great communities. And wanted to stay that way. And that was the motivation for doing this. And I know I don't have any illusions that my talk is necessarily going to dissuade all of the bad actors, but there is definitely the moderators shouldn't be discounted. I know that there is some concern that they're just going to get frustrated and leave, but I mean, they've been volunteering their time to moderate these subreddits for this whole time. I mean, Reddit heavily relies on these volunteers to keep the entire platform in check in their own little ways. So you kind of got an army of moderators with different motivations for keeping their little communities safe. And I think that's going to be a big part of it, is each little subreddit has kind of like their own rules. And each one has their own moderators, and those moderators are laser focused on their own subreddit. When you get all of that together, my hope is that they'll be able to sort of keep that at bay. Combined with Reddit does have some pretty robust self-promotion rules, and they can be pretty ruthless when it comes to deleting accounts, banning IPs.
Oh yeah.
They're doing what they can within, I mean, they could maybe do a little bit more, but between them and the moderators, I think they're fighting hard to keep Reddit authentic.
That makes sense. Is there like a specific type of company or, you know, like certain companies that should definitely use Reddit and some others where it doesn't work? Or do you think it's like, it really, if you go into the community, it works for basically all companies?
You really need to do the research, I think, to dig in and see if people are asking questions that you have the answers to. If that is easy to see, then I mean, if you've got the time to have somebody respond meaningfully and then monitor the conversation, that's the other key thing. Is like just going in, dropping your answer, and then leaving and not checking back in for, you know, days or weeks isn't gonna go over super well. You want somebody who can come back in and check and engage with that conversation if it continues. So if you have the combination of the expertise and the resources, then there's probably at least one subreddit out there where you could add value. I mean, no matter how niche and unique the company is, even if it's a super, super specific, you know, software thing, somebody's got a question about it. And a lot of times somebody will have asked a very specific question, you know, 6 or 7 months ago, and nobody's answered it. And then you're like, oh, I can answer that. And that's an opportunity. So really, it's just doing that research first to see whether or not there are places where you could answer those questions. Where it might not fit for your company is if you just do not have the resources to keep up with it at all, which is fine. You can still use the platform for research and build out your content that way. Or if it's just oversaturated, like there's already a ton of people who are answering those questions, they're doing it potentially better than you have the time or the expertise to do. Just piling on top of that is not going to work out for you.
Of course. So
it's really just doing that. The initial research is really important. There are some tools out there that can at least show you where those conversations that are relevant to what you do are happening. But you've got to do some of that research yourself in terms of actually going in, looking around, reading through, and just sort of checking the vibes of the subreddits to see if it seems like it would be a good fit for your company. But ultimately, I mean, there's not really a type of company that it wouldn't work for.
Okay.
It's more about whether or not you've got the resources and the expertise to make it happen.
Makes sense. Well, but my last question, and then we go to the rapid fire questions, is like, could you share like a personal moment on Reddit that was a win, or maybe a wake up call, or a funny moment that was your favorite?
So it's interesting. While I was doing research for all of this in the very beginning, and I was trying to gather screenshots of places where there was potentially marketing happening, I was literally in the process. I'd seen an example. It was a company that does like natural deodorant, and it was in the hygiene subreddit. Mm-hmm. And someone had made a comment in a thread asking for natural deodorant recommendations. And it just presented as a regular user. I hadn't even had the opportunity to go in and check their post history. While I was getting ready to take a screenshot of it, the entire thing disappeared.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've seen that people were commenting on it. Like, this feels like I'm being marketed to. I don't know. This feels a little bit like this might be a shill. And it was gone.
So, wow.
Just as an example of it. It had just been posted maybe a few minutes prior. So this can show how quickly, that like, how much the moderators, I don't know if it was moderators or Reddit that got on it. I'm assuming it was the moderators. But how quickly those things can just disappear. So how much effort do you want to put in to making something that will just disappear because it isn't a good fit and people catch on to it? So it's just one of those examples of like, I had to laugh. Like, I really wish I could have gotten that. I could have gotten that screenshot. But because of how everything works, it was a perfect example of how on top of it they are and how quickly that kind of self-promotion goes away, even if you think you're being sneaky about it.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. Let's jump onto the rapid fire questions. So, what is the biggest misconception about Reddit?
That is going to be that it is just a place full of trolls and racists and teenage boys and awfulness. There are definitely pockets of Reddit where that exists. But oh, yeah. By and large, it's actually a very nice community.
I think teenagers is not the problem of Reddit. I think it's more like it's definitely more the old trolls of the internet on the Reddit.
I agree.
But yeah. Why are brands so terrified of Reddit?
For the previous reason. Most of the time when we've had clients come to us who are interested in doing it, they are, even if they know there's value there, they're afraid to engage, either because they're afraid that they're going to get piled on or they're afraid that it might potentially harm their reputation, which the second one I feel like is a valid concern. The first one I think is a little bit less. It's a hyped up worry.
Yeah. Is Reddit really that unforgiving for brands that do mistakes?
Yeah, it can be. It really can be. Unless you come back in and somehow manage to make amends, and even that may not fix it completely. It depends on whether or not your mistake is an honest mistake or whether your mistake is you were obviously trying to deceive. You can come back from an honest mistake. If you're trying to obviously deceive, then you might as well just give up.
It's very interesting. I was researching like this fitness company, and they're really small. But the product really, really cool. Like most advanced product on the market. But in their Reddit thread, they were not answering support emails anymore, and they were like saying they bring out a new product and they shut down the ordering and everything. And the whole Reddit thread was basically like, these guys are gone broke or something, or they are not producing anymore, so let's not buy from them. And this is really interesting. That's why I did not buy the product. Because at the end, and there was nobody from that company answering, right? So it was just left to the Reddit users, and they could get no more information because the company is pretty small. And it just felt like they have gone bankrupt. And they're not bankrupt, but they didn't answer. So it's very interesting how that can go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the one rule on Reddit that you can never break?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question, because there's a lot of things you can get away with in terms of joking. The one rule on Reddit that you can never break... I mean, honestly, as a regular Reddit user, I feel like you can probably get away with just about anything depending on the subreddit you're in. Actually, I think the biggest one is not reading the rules, not reading the subreddit rules. I think that is probably the biggest one, whether you're a brand or just a regular Reddit user. Every subreddit should have rules, and if they don't, you can just assume that there aren't any. But yeah, not checking the sidebar for the rules is probably the biggest one.
Do you have a good story how public backlash really looks like for a brand on Reddit?
Thankfully, I don't have personal experience with that. We have not had any clients that have tried to do that. The biggest one is probably that one hot sauce company that I was talking about earlier. Again, they're like a mid-level hot sauce company in the United States. And I do wonder if a little part of it, and I know that their engagement on Reddit is not what's driving the fact that their company isn't doing as well as it could be. But I think the behavior of the company on Reddit is maybe indicative of how they behave in other places as well. And that may be why the company, because it's in some grocery stores here and has the potential to be much bigger. And I think part of the reason it isn't is because of the way that they present themselves in an attempt to market without being flexible, not listening to people, not listening to their customers. I mean, they haven't gone bankrupt, but they have been stagnant for a while. So it's not full backlash, but I think it's partly because that's a very, not super niche subreddit, but a smaller one. But I think that's probably a good indicator of how they probably engage with their customers across a range of locations and places. Yeah, and that might be why they haven't really grown. I mean, their product is actually pretty good. They should be bigger than they are. And I think that's holding them back.
Why is Google so obsessed with Reddit?
We touched on that earlier, and I think it definitely comes back to the authenticity part. And again, it's the they want that human element without having to put too much effort into finding it. So they let Reddit do it, and then they pull from that.
And do you think that is just is that long term SEO shift towards authenticity, or just something that they are going to jump on for the next 1, 2, 3, 4 years?
I think the reason that Google is looking for the authenticity is because people want the authenticity. Mm-hmm. And as long as Google keeps what people want in the forefront, then I feel like, and Reddit continues to deliver that, I feel like that Reddit is probably going to continue to be a pretty big feature, both in Google search results, Bing search results, and AI. Where it might start to change is if any of those search platforms stop prioritizing what people want and start focusing on something else. I think as long as they're focusing on what people actually want, then and Reddit stays authentic, then that will probably continue. Unless Reddit just stops letting things crawl their website, which they might.
Yeah, they might. They might. Yeah, for Reddit accounts, how long does it take to build like trust capital to build up an account that really works?
That one is not necessarily complicated, but so you might think that, you know, if you go in and you just start engaging with all the things and you build up a whole bunch of posts and all that, if you do it too fast, that actually looks just as suspicious, if not more suspicious, than having an older account that doesn't have that much engagement on it. Yep. Especially if you're a smaller company, if somebody goes in and they take a look and they're like, oh, this company is engaging with questions that are relevant to their area of expertise. They're answering honestly. It seems like they're not really trying to market themselves too much, but they also only post like every couple of months. I don't think that's going to look suspicious. It's actually probably going to seem even more authentic of like, this is a small company. Of course, they're not constantly on Reddit. If they're constantly on Reddit, how good are they at what they actually do? Versus a account that was created like a month ago and is just full of massive engagement. Unless that is all very high quality engagement, which people can also see, that's probably also going to look pretty bad. So I think it's building it up naturally, just engaging in a meaningful way. Is what's probably going to look the best. How long that takes to do, I think, really depends on how many opportunities there are to actually engage. If it's a super specific, unique thing, there might not be as many opportunities to answer questions. And in that case, you could probably also just engage with other subreddits that maybe aren't even directly related to the company, but are sort of adjacent. And just engaging in conversations there can help build it up when maybe there's not as many direct questions to answer.
Nice. Now, my last question, and you might not be able to answer it because it might be in your brand playbook, which you're going to be presenting at SMX 2026. But what's the very first move a brand should make on Reddit when they want to get into Reddit?
So this I can share because I feel like everybody should be doing this, using it for part of your content strategy in terms of research. If you're not using Reddit as part of your research, you're really missing out, and it doesn't matter what your level of resources are, you can do that. And there are a lot of tools that can help make that easier for you. That I will save for my talk. There are specifics there that I will include, but by and large, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, if you're not at least using Reddit as a place where you're researching topic ideas, you're missing out.
Amazing. Yeah, we should definitely listen to your talk at SMX 2026. So I invite everybody listening, obviously, to join us. Victoria, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule and joining us from all the way from Atlanta in our podcast. Where can users and listeners and people who are on Reddit, and where can all the people reach you? Like, where is a good place to contact you?
So, thank you for having me on. This has been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed talking about this topic. I'm pretty passionate about it, if that doesn't come across. in terms of finding me, I'm actually not all that terribly visible in a lot of places. I can be found on LinkedIn, just Victoria Larson. I don't engage there super often, but I do check it occasionally. And then mainly just through my company. So Nebo Agency out of Atlanta, Georgia. It's where I do a lot of my work. Yeah, I'm actually kind of reclusive online. I'm not really a big like personality online. This is something I care a lot about. So
it's a rare chance to meet you in person in Munich next year. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. And as I said, you just heard it. Reach out on LinkedIn to talk to Victoria more if you want to get into Reddit, or reach out to Nebo, the agency. And yeah, what can I say? Thank you. And I'm already excited to see you at SMX Munich in 2026. And I'm definitely getting much more excited on the Reddit topic. I've been using Reddit really heavily for about 6 months now, because before that, I couldn't really get into Reddit. The design was so awful. But my account is from 2017. So I have an old account. I've been using it regularly, logging in and stuff. But now I've been really actively using it. And I'm finding a lot of value and fun in it, to be honest. I'm using it sincere. I'm not using it for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
I'm learning first, and then obviously we're going to deploy some strategies for the marketing team. But yeah, the new design has really helped me to engage with it much better than before. Before I just didn't understand.
Yeah, there's definitely been improvements. I was a little unsure in some of the new changes that they've made, but I think it's made it easier to use.
Yeah, you have been used to the old design, but I could never get used to it. So, Victoria, thank you so much for your time. See you soon. Take care. And yeah, everybody else, see you next time when it's Marketing Meets Technology and the next SMX special. Take care.
Das war's für diese Folge von Marketing Meets Technology. Bis zum nächsten Mal.